Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. Thank you for joining me tonight. I've received so many questions and inquiries, which I absolutely trust in the guidance of the consciousness that has gathered to contemplate itself, really. Because whenever we listen to somebody speaking on any subject matter, we are always tuning in, consciously or unconsciously, to ourselves, our beliefs, our emotional body, our mental body, all parts of our frequency and vibration. And so I say that that is a very big part of the joy that I get and that I receive in return for this divine dialogue with you, and most certainly not without you. So welcome. I'm going to be talking about and touching on all the areas that have come forth in inquiry. But I will say that regardless of the question, the subject matter, or whatever is asked, there's not a disconnect to any question. They're all interconnected. They all connect at a place of where you reside and how, I'm going to say, who you are, the human, and where you reside within you. You are core frequency. You are core energetics. You are vibration. You matter. You are literally matter. That's why I call this show Awakening Matters, because the matter of your physical and the matter of your mental, your emotional and your physical body are all forms of different matter that all interconnect to each other as one. And so it's really very, very beautiful that we have the consciousness as humanity to contemplate, to question, to communicate about issues that matter to us, because we are not separate from them. Even issues that are challenging us, because the issues themselves have come to awaken us. So sometimes what you're attracted to or what you're repelled by, either scenario, is there to help heal you, awaken you, return you to yourself, and reconnect you to the knowing that you are part of all that is. So now that I've gone far-reaching, I'm going to come back to center. And that center is that I'm going to talk about vibration, frequency. How can you know that you are vibration and you are frequency? How can you know that you are more than just physical and emotional without having the visual? Well, I'll tell you right now, you know that you're an emotional being because emotions come up, whether it's fear, whether it's joy, whether it's hope, whether it's anxiety, whatever the, whether it's love. Those are emotions that can't be seen, but they are felt by you. And so they're felt by you, and so you know that there is already a component about you that you cannot physically see, but you can feel it. And I'm here to tell you now at the next level, not necessarily in this order, but I'm here, so why not? In the next level is that every single emotion has a different vibration. And so how do you know that your vibration? Because if you're having emotions, if you're having reactions, you are also allowing different vibrations to be experienced through you and because of you and from you. And so every emotion, let's say fear has a different emotion. I'm sorry, well, it is a different emotion, but fear has a different vibration and a frequency than love would, than peace, than chaos, etc. So you see, you are already very much a part of and intertwined within the divine network of frequency and vibration. I say to you, because I have witnessed it myself by passing over and coming, dying and coming back so many times, that my experience anyway, not to be anyone else's. In fact, if it doesn't resonate, throw it out. But if it does, then that vibration of it resonating means there's something in it for you. So seek to know greater for yourself what the subject matter is, that you're interested in or leaning into, because even if it's about somebody else, it has more to do with you than that somebody else. So going back to frequency, so emotion, the emotion of fear holds a different frequency than the emotion of love and vibration, etc. So when I left the body and was on the quote-unquote other side, I had sight. I didn't know that I was going to have these things. And so I share them with you from a place of complete and total awe. I was awestruck as to my experience on the other side. And part of that was a lot of light, but that I could look what felt like looking down, and I could see my astral body. And it's been written about, it's been talked about, it's been movies have been made about it, but I could see my astral body. It was outlined in the most brilliant white light. I had conscious awareness of everything around me. I had a conscious awareness that I was very calm and at peace. And I was observing everything around me, which was beautiful. And I was pure light, frequency, vibration. I was not physicality. However, I knew that I was myself. And I knew that I was myself because before we enter into a physicality that represents us in this physical duality, meaning spirit and matter, physical form, we are frequency, we are vibration. So it's not into the unknown, but the very much known. That, by the way, if you think about it, if that is truth, doesn't have to be your truth, but it's mine, that when I was out of body and looking at my astral body, I was experiencing the vibrational frequency of who I was before I went into this body and this incarnation. And if you think about it for a second, which is such a beautiful concept, that when you're in body, you are able to feel frequency and vibration. So who you were prior to who you are now never left you. You are still one. You are still connected to the symmetry and the energy and the pulse and the vibration and the frequency that you were and that you are now, the intuition, the inner guidance, the knowing from your cellular point of view, maybe not from a mental point of view or an emotional point of view. If you do have those about this, then I celebrate that for you. But in either case, that I'm here to tell you from my perspective, because I've lived it, not because I just hope, but because it has become my truth, is that each cell in the body is a frequency and a vibration, a soul signature, which means your hall of records, your intended incarnation and the reason for it, etc. So your personal library is held and housed in every single cell of the trillions of cells in your body that are vibrating, and they have a frequency, and they are communicating with each other to create balance, not just for you, but themselves, at every moment inside of time and outside of time. So I say to you that you are frequency and you are vibration. And why does that matter? Because if your life is not moving in the direction that you desire it to be moving in, if you just keep experiencing difficulty after difficulty, or frustration after frustration, or your fears are manifesting, you are in the driver's seat. And at any moment, claim the knowing or the teaching or the growing through that experience. By the way, every experience that triggers an emotion in you is an opportunity for you to learn from it, claim it. Let's say it's chaotic or toxic and you move out of it into peace and a new way of life where you've just gained the knowing of why that experience happened to begin with and it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. So you can move into a different expression of who you are and gain the integrated calm or knowing or not calm that you want in your life. But with that said, know that you can get in the driver's seat and you can literally create a statement of truth, your own, which is, that's why you have universal law of free will. It is a universal contract with you, and it's one that states that at any time, you can change your contract. You can go left when you're going to go right. You can choose to go down that pathway or move altogether, and you can do so of your free will. So at any moment, you can stop and say, okay, all the blockages and all the experiences that keep repeating on me or keep happening, I no longer choose to align with those, and you can choose your own words, but I choose to go to a higher frequency of self-love. And I choose not only to experience self-love, but I choose to experience self-love in a vibration that if anything in my life offers me a lower vibration, I will remind myself that I have the free will to not engage. So, I mean, that's one way of doing it. Or you can just be mindful that when anything in your life, person, place, or thing, offers you an experience that doesn't feel good, doesn't feel right, doesn't feel like you, that you give yourself the permission, again, there's that free will, that frequency and that vibration of freedom, for you to remind yourself, even if it's your own thoughts that are negative or interruptive or anything, person, place, or thing, including yourself, that doesn't feel good, it's a reminder to choose the opposite, that your free will is saying, right here, right now, you have free will, you have choice, use it. So that feeling that we get in our humanity sometimes of discomfort or of frustration or what have you, it's always an opportunity to remind you that you have free will and you can use it at that moment. And again, you can make it your own and change the wording of it, but most certainly remember that you have, and I'm sorry, I have a puppy, and so if you're hearing her bark in the background, her free will is saying, I have a voice and I'm going to use it. I don't care what you're doing. And I'm like, right on, go for it. So with that said, know that to know that you are vibration and frequency is to give yourself permission to begin maybe some meditation. And or even if you were to do like 5 minutes of, I want to feel myself in joy. I want to feel myself in peace. I want to feel myself creative. These are all different frequencies and vibrations that you can start acquainting yourself with in regards to your free will and the direction that you want to take it. And why would you do that? Because in the future of your life, whether it's the next minute or the next day or in the future, you might find yourself experiencing an energy or a vibration that comes in to to your life. And because you got acquainted with what feels good to you and what you are familiar with, if it's something that wants to add to that, great. But if it's an energy that you're not familiar with or that doesn't feel good, you'll be very accustomed to quickly having an internal dialogue that says something like, yeah, that's not something I want to interact with, or it is, and then choose accordingly. And so I'm here to tell you that the universe, you know, there's a lot of belief out there that the universe is so big, it doesn't, it doesn't care, it doesn't know you exist. There's a lot of worse issues. Am I worthy? Who do I matter to, et cetera. Now, that statement in itself, worth and matter, I just named two areas that when you know your worth, you have more impact on the matter of your life. And so I invite you to move into a state of at least once a day, getting acquainted with and comfortable with telling yourself, I matter. And not, I mean, really telling yourself I matter in any way that resonates with you. But my invitation is not beating yourself into, I matter, I matter, I matter with anger, but actually choosing the vibration of love. Again, every emotion has a vibration, has a frequency. You are a part of the universe because the universe is physical matter as well as vibration, frequency, and energy. And so you want to start telling yourself, I matter. I am here, meaning on this earth plane, with reason and purpose, not about who sees you, what accolades you've gotten, validation or compliments. No, I'm not talking about that. If you are getting all of that, I celebrate you again. I think that then that's a sign to you that you are loving yourself internally in a very strong way, that it is then attracting to you from the universe a very strong mirror of appreciation. And so that was the next thing I was going to get into, which is how to attract what you want and how that works in the universe. But going back to start accepting yourself as you are. And by doing that, you will start creating worth within you. I am worthy. I love myself. I forgive myself. I did the best I could, or I can do better. Choose a kind, supportive dialogue that replaces either your own dialogue or dialogues that were put there and they've become your own. It doesn't matter. Don't dissect that. You've spent enough time away from yourself. It's time to come home. And what I mean by that is we in our humanity spend enough time focusing on why other people do what they do instead of focusing on ourselves and healing ourselves. So kind dialogue with yourself is key. Now, the vibration of kind and the vibration of love are very similar. And that's a wonderful thing because if you are being kind, you are also integrating and dancing with love. So if you want to be loved, you want to be, let's say you're waiting for a relationship or you're wanting to attract love. And you're like, it's been so long, it's not going to happen. Well, maybe what you're attracting is the space between your negative talk or places within you that aren't holding love towards you. And so that's being mirrored. The universe does not judge. And the universe does not say to you in showing up for you, so to speak, no, we're not going to do that. It's not good for you. The universe goes, oh, cool, you're focused on that? Okay, we'll give you more of that. Oh, you're focused on that? We'll give you more of that. And that can be horrible, and that can be the greatest thing ever. Because when you are focused on clarity, truth, love, self-love, you're going to attract in ways known and unknown to you more of that in your life. Where things have been difficult for you, if that's the case, things will start to smooth out, and because you've created a bridge from yourself to what you desire, and that bridge, instead of it being a rickety bridge that is broken because of the hate or frustration, it is now one that is secure and rock solid because you are holding love towards yourself. And I mean, it sounds so simple, and that is the key. That is the key to turn. It is that simple. It is that simple to transform your life, to start loving yourself. And whenever a lot of people are very, very busy, you're raising a family, whatever your busyness is, and oftentimes you're the last person on the list. And that's completely understood. I completely understand. However, the key is you can start to transform your life by actually calling on the thoughts, not calling on them, but when the thoughts come up in your head or even in your emotional body, which is an exclamation point to a thought, you see how you are vibration and frequency and not just physical form. When a thought comes up that's negative and you have 45 things to do, that you're looking at your watch and you're going, I have 45 things to do. I don't have time to meditate or to have a positive dialogue, or I'm focused on what everybody else isn't doing, and et cetera. So you're in frustration, you're in lack. That's totally understandable. But I'm telling you, to shift it is not to move the pieces around in your external world, but leave the internal dialogue negative and frustrated, because then even if you make the pieces in your external world align and fit perfectly, the energy that you're holding within you has the capacity to ruin that, change that, cause that to become a mirror in your life of what you are mirroring externally, for internal into the external world. So if you want it to, all those pieces to fit externally, you have to do the inside work. What am I talking about? Let's get rid of the word work. Boom, I just threw the word work very far away, because the word work feels hard, heavy. It feels like, oh no, more? What? So forget the word work. So whenever negative thoughts comes up, I don't care if it's about you or somebody else or from your past, replace it with a positive. Even if all you say, and you can choose your own words, and you can repeat, or you can change depending on the day. I am talking about you changing an energetic that's going on in your life by you changing the energy of that energetic within you. So you change the thought from everything sucks to I have everything I need, or everything is flowing smoothly, whatever you want to say, but from a negative to a positive, because then that positive energy, frequency, and vibration, because you are a part of the universe, starts to inform the difficulty that you're no longer fully engaged there. You're going to do the same things, but they're going to not feel as burdensome, and you may just manifest help or something changes in your life for you. But you matter so much in the universe because you are part of the universe. It's like telling your foot, you don't matter because I don't really need you. I sit at the desk all day, so I don't really need you. You don't really matter unless it's 7 a.m. or after 6. Of course, your foot matters, but you're focused elsewhere. You matter so much in the universe that to think that you don't matter, I'm talking about the universe. I'm not talking about humanity, but I'm going to in a second. You matter very much to the universe. Not only is there a reason and purpose for you being here, but you matter so much that even if you never utter a word to anybody beyond you and you just communicate with yourself and you have soul evolution or you have moments of healing and moments of clarity, moments of soul evolution, meaning moments of understanding, moments of learning, remembering, becoming one, etc., with yourself and the universe, which you already are. But when you join that knowing, the sky's the limit. You are endless in potential. And not to say you have that, you only have that experience by joining that knowing. I'm saying, but if you do, it's a quickening to your path. It's a quickening to what you want to happen versus what you don't. Now, let me talk about humanity for a minute and say, if you grew up in an environment of a family, I don't care if you were an only child or you had siblings and you were abused, that part I care about. I was just saying, I don't care if you were an only child or if you had siblings. You could have been abused as an only child or with siblings and by your parents, etc. So the first, and this has been written about as well, but make it your own. The first quarter of your life matters very much. It imprints on your humanity, not your soul, on your humanity. That's your mental body and maybe your emotional body. Your soul, let's just say, is everything else. And so your soul is not, your soul is witnessing what's going on. It's not, it hasn't forgotten itself, we'll put it that way. Where our humanity goes through for the first quarter of our lives, well, everybody goes through difficulty and not feeling loved, included, supported at one point or another, some with a greater volume, some less, nonetheless, it matters that you felt that. So then as you're trying to create your life as you get older, these old tapes are coming in and you're hearing or even unconsciously feeling like, well, I don't matter, so it doesn't matter what I do. Or something happens at work and it triggers an old dialogue that happened in your childhood. You may be unconscious of this. You may be like, I'm the hardest worker and I'm doing everything I can to succeed and reach my goals, but it's not happening. That's why I say, if your external body of work is not bringing to you what you desire, then your internal frequency and vibration is holding a different statement about your world and you, possibly false, especially if it's blocking you from moving forward. So if you just go in for 5 minutes a day or throughout the day as negative thoughts come up, you replace them with positives. Even if you say, I am free, to the thought itself that's coming up to try and convince you otherwise. I know it sounds so simple, but I do not share anything that I have not lived or worked on or experienced. And that this stuff works because you are a vibration and a frequency in the universe. And so when your external world starts mirroring what you don't like, you go internal to see, wait, now is there a part of me that's coming up from childhood? Is there a part of me that's coming up from last week? Is there something that I haven't healed, let go of? Or a frequency or a vibration, meaning an emotion that I haven't released and called forth an energy of love. So sometimes that's your life journey. Sometimes you don't get it until you're almost in your 60s. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you get it. That's what matters. It doesn't matter. What am I talking about? That you get what? That you have more control over your life than the negative dialogue within you, not even placed there by you, would have you believe. But until you start having a positive dialogue with yourself, and I say that because let's say there's somebody in your life and you have this fantastic relationship with them, and it feels really good until it doesn't. I hope that's not the case, but it feels really good until it doesn't. And then when it doesn't, you go into this reaction of, well, I have to fix it. And so then, and that comes from childhood, so I have to fix it. So then you're doing everything you can to fix it. And by the way, the other party is not joining you in that at all. Zero, zilch, nothing, nada. They're not offering any growth in self-inquiry, inner workings, inner dialogue. In fact, the more you talk about it and mention it, the more they shut down. And so, and yes, I am speaking from experience. And so, instead of going within, you end up going without, meaning you're focused on the external and you're focused on, wow, and unconsciously so, I thought this person was, you come to a point of realizing, oh, I gave everything I possibly had and more to this person because I believed that if I could heal them, then I could be healed, when in actuality, you are here because you matter. You are an extremely important person in the universe. You are a soul that holds together the fabric of the universe. That's how much you matter. You are part of the fabric of the universe. And how you feel either makes you feel connected to all that is or disconnected and everything in between. But you matter so much that loving yourself, focusing on yourself, and realizing that you have within you a love that is so strong, that is not based on this life. It's based in part with what you do in this life, meaning if you allow yourself to love yourself, to forgive yourself for waiting for so long, to love yourself, you know, it's almost uncomfortable in society and humanity for you to walk around going, I love myself. I'm so great. It's so wonderful. In fact, that's frowned upon, isn't it? And so, in fact, it's not only frowned upon, but there would absolutely be several people that would say, well, what did you do to receive that love? No, I didn't do anything. I just am. And so I am not only worthy of being loved, but I am love itself. No. Okay. So that's why I say, if you're going to focus on people, I mean, people, it's wonderful to have support. And I say, if somebody is supporting you, support them back. If you get a compliment, and be authentic, because again, you're dealing with energy. Energy doesn't lie. So if you're saying one thing but you feel another, what you're actually giving a person is a duality, or you're giving them a imbalanced message. So be authentic. And if you're like, well, I can't give them a compliment right now, you don't have to. But my point is, I just got a text from a client saying, you're all over the place. You're right, I am. I'm everywhere, and I am everything. Right on. Yes, that is my point. I know that's not what you were saying, but it's true that we are a part of everything that is, and bringing it back full circle. When you are seeking to know that you are a vibration and that you matter, go within. I've talked about this often. And so I also want to touch on, one of the questions that came through was, kindness. So kindness, I've already talked about how kindness is literally similar, if not the component of love, higher love, self-love, love with people and animal. It's just, you know what kindness is? It's I feel good, and I feel good, and I want to express it. I want to pay it forward, however you want to look at it. But the vibration of kindness is a vibration of creativity. It's a vibration of manifestation. How do I mean that? When you are being kind to yourself first, do not skip yourself. To know your worth is to start being comfortable telling yourself your worth and being kind to yourself, because you don't want to skip yourself and be kind only to others, because then you're creating separation in your life. You're sending the universe a message. Be kind to all the people in my life, but not me. So clear. You want to send the universe a message of, I start with kindness with myself. And therefore, whenever you feel it's authentic and you want to be kind to others, that you are expressing love, you are expressing kindness, and you are expressing the vibration of vibration, frequency. I didn't even get into the magnetics of it all, but you are expressing the energy of manifestation. What do I mean? I mean, things will start manifesting for you in your life that you're even unaware of until somebody calls you or sends you an email or sends you a text or you run into somebody or you have a dream where you're like, wow, I did that? Wow. You felt that around me? Wow. I inspired you. How? And then you realize that your vibration and your positive dialogue is not only affecting others, but it's affecting you because it's bringing a message back to you from the universe that, hey, you're okay. So maybe it's not hey, but that the energy in your life is coming back to you and saying that you have been seen, you are being noticed, that what is going on is always not only about, you're like the energy anchor. So if you remove yourself from worthiness, if you remove yourself from the fact that you're a part of the universe, if you remove yourself from kindness, from self-love, then the anchor that holds everything in balance is not present. And then you start experiencing health, relationship, and all kinds of other things going on that are out of balance. So whatever's going on internally is going to be reflected externally. If you want to change your external view, go internal, change it there, and then the external view will mirror that for you. So that is in part who you are and how you are, vibration, frequency, and connected to the universe. And earlier I said being kind is a vibration of manifestation. It means that your kindness, okay, so when you are angry or hateful, the energy frequency of that is a very short vibration. What does that mean? It means you have to continue to be angry and hateful in order for that vibration to continue to be within you. So if you are kind, the vibration continues long after you've stopped being kind, or maybe you're not talking, or you're just focusing elsewhere. That is a long vibration. It is a long frequency. It is a long magnetic draw. I'll talk about magnetics later. But so the kindness you offer yourself, it's basically, and what I'm saying is it continues to give back to you long after you've either stopped being kind or you're asleep and you're going to wake up the next day, but it's an energy that keeps building momentum and attracting towards you and for you, where anger and frustration or anger and negativity needs to continue to be fueled. And so therefore it keeps the fires within you fueled about a person, place, subject, or thing, which until you transform that internally, and I mean really do the work, you don't just go in there and go, hey, I don't feel hate anymore, I'm love, okay, let's go. No, it's I forgive myself for holding hate for so long. I forgive myself for focusing on somebody else for too long. I forgive myself and I love myself, etc. So it's really not just the words, but the intention. I find that angry people are scared because they don't feel their worth. More likely than not, angry people are tired. They're exhausted. And they are just, they don't see a way out. And I find that people who are feeling, I'm not saying people that are happy or kind or joyful don't go through difficulty. That is not a truth. They go through many difficulty. I had somebody say to me the other day, wow, they said, hi, how are you? And I said, I'm good, how are you? And they said, wow, you're good all the time. You're just, life is really easy for you, isn't it? Well, let me tell you, my life could not be more opposite than that. And I looked at this person and I realized I don't even have time to begin to share with you, but I'm going to make time later on to share with you why I'm good, why you seem to think that I'm good all the time, and how I survived my life, and now I'm thriving. And so, so just be very mindful that what you see externally is a choice people are making. And I definitely am on the other side in my own soul evolution, fastly approaching my 60s, of moved away from who I, well, spiritually remaining who with who I am, but moving away from my humanity in any form that, well, I shouldn't say moving away, integrating all of that into love, just returning to myself fully and in a very strong place of clarity. And so I say to you, my gosh, there's not one word that I utter in my life or on this incredible opportunity of this show that does not come with it 57, seem to be 58 years of, I would say, on and off struggle, more struggle, unfortunately, than not. And what I mean by that is our own stories, our own journeys. As a child of acute domestic violence, I'll put it that way, all day and through the night, every single day, from birth all the way into my 30s, it was just constant. And so the blessing in that was that while that was happening, severe domestic violence, I had a relationship with spirit that was so much stronger that I was able to maintain myself. Hey, I didn't go through, there's that hey again. I didn't not go through horrific times, but I would always surface into the light. And even to this day, my heart is good and I am at peace. And so it is because of the inner work that I did, that I was given the opportunity to do, that I speak to you now on these subjects that matter, because awakening does matter and you have the tools within you to access and to utilize them. You really do. And I'm speaking from experience. Does that mean you'll never go through rough times in your life again? No, not at all. It means you'll have highs and lows, but you will not forget who you are, why you are, and you will hold love, light, and well-being within you. It doesn't matter how many people hate you, how many people don't even know you and define you incorrectly because they rather make you who they need you to be versus who you truly are. And when you are dwelling in love within you, you are at peace with even that. You are at peace with even that. So I say to you that when you know that you have been carried, when you know that you have been carried and you did not know that, you see the world in a very different way. And what I'm talking about is the realization in my life that because I never received help from birth and into, I'll say, my 30s, and asked for it consistently, help from humans, that is, I did not realize that I was being carried. Therefore, the help that I was asking for, people would see me but not know how or where to help me because I was being carried already. What does being carried mean? It can mean whatever you want it to mean, but it means that I'm still here. And I'm thriving. My heart is pure. My vibration is clean. I'm clear. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm here to help in any way I can. And so I say to you, blessings upon you now and into this future that we are all in. May you know that you are the love of your life. What did she just say? What? You are the love of your life. May you become the love of your life. May you be able to have such gratitude for yourself that you not only draw another love of your life to you, but that you don't rely on that person fueling or feeding the fact that you are the love of their life because you already know the appreciation and gratitude and love that you are in your own life. And you hold that in a way and in a knowing that no one can take from you, and not in a fight sort of way, but in a way of peace, in a way of peace and knowing. And so next, in 2 weeks, I will be talking about the magnetics of who you are and how to create changes, as well as healing, how healing works in detail. And I offer a form of healing called Point of Light. It's at the center of every cell, and it has a magnificent consciousness. And I will be talking about that. And you can find all that information on my website, Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, the number 9.com. And all of that is there. So I wish you much love and light. Until then.